Lord, we so want others to share the riches that we've found in your presence. But fear of causing offence sometimes inclines us to water down your message. True conversion wrenches souls from one kingdom to another. So why be surprised that the enemy rouses every vexation that he can muster?
The church has reached a tipping point. Will it heed or ignore your word? Set us free from trivia and from sectarian spirits to proclaim the true message of Jesus Christ and so presage the kingdom to come.
There are many ways in which the roots of churches and institutions become hidebound and inflexible. Starry-eyed zeal giving way to rigid conformity, as the spirit of joy congeals.
Where all is grey and grim, consider carefully your response. Those who challenge vested interests always pay a heavy cost. Sense the Lord's call, weigh the options well, and then launch your action.
Lord, some of us are like mighty trunks and branches in your kingdom, whilst others are more like blossom playing possum on the boughs. In your name we bless each trunk and branch and blossom, each leader, pillar and one up front, and especially those who form the roots beneath each visible work, unseen but ranging far and wide, anchoring the tree through drought and storm.
So deep, so true. Find ways to be merciful, even as your heavenly Father is merciful to all. Love your enemies and do good. Lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. For you will be sons and daughters of the Most High, who is kind even to the ungrateful and evil.
Lord Jesus, you are worth 10,000 times 10,000 of us. For the best of us is such a mixture. Forgive our mixed and missing motives. Keep us listening to your whispers on the breeze as you fill our weak and empty shell and put to rout the fiends of hell. Show us who you would have us reach out to quicken to your purposes, and how.
To deep, and you find many ways to stir the spirit of repentance within. Heavenly Gardener, you never intended us to feel as though we sit astride a thistle bed. You love to remove the thorns that prick once we are willing to face what life has thrown our way and what we ourselves have brought about.
And then you would have us focus not on what is wrong, but rather on what is right, and to move out in the fire of love. Help us then to remember the dewy rose and to forget the pricking thorn.
The Pharaoh king has taught his subjects well, but in the end he is just a noise. Tilt the balance, Lord, and spring his captives free right across the world. Raise up a generation of believers from within the nations who in every respect correctly handle the word of truth. Nothing but diamond-tipped shafts of love and wisdom will penetrate complacent hearts.
May we, your children, make hidden sacrifices at night to see many wrongs put right. For how can we hope for the promised harvest unless we are prepared to plough and sow. So help us make the most of every opportunity to bring what we see and hear to you, and to say to our friends, let's pray together and see your power released.
Let's allow our spirits to sweep the globe as we join our prayers to the mighty flow of God's breaking power.